Jess.
Hi.
She gives to support Matteo, a ministry trainee at her church. Both use a stewardship account, so 25% gift aid is instantly added. Jess's giving goes further, and Matteo receives extra support. Then there's Frank.
Hello.
Stewardship helped him set up a fund to donate from his various assets. He supports Fatima, who started a charity with support from stewardship.
Stewardship. Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully. Search Stewardship and see how we can help you. Stewardship is a charity registered with the Charity Commission for England and Wales and the Fundraising Regulator.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. The sun radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God, and he sustains everything by the mighty power of his command. When he had cleansed us from our sins, he sat down in the place of honor at the right hand of the majestic God in heaven. As you probably know, we don't have any of the original manuscripts of the New Testament, but we do have many very early copies, and on a number of them, this letter is titled, To the Hebrews. There can be no doubt that this important letter was written specifically for Christians who had a Jewish background. The writer wanted them to realize that Jesus was the perfect fulfillment of everything that they'd heard about in their Old Testament scriptures. Jesus revealed the very character of God, and so, having been present with his Father in creation, he was able to sustain everything by his command. Then, having made the perfect sacrifice of himself on the cross, he was able to return to the right hand of his Father in heaven. In short, the letter to the Hebrews is all about Jesus. If you want to find life in all its fullness, then you need to meet Jesus. If you want to be able to come boldly into the presence of God, then you'll need to know that it's Jesus who's made that possible. If you want to find forgiveness, then you need to understand that he died for your sins on the cross by making the ultimate sacrifice of his life. Everything depends on Jesus. Many years ago, I visited a young Jewish woman in Tel Aviv, the second largest city in Israel. She'd recently become a Christian. And I remember that as we walked around a park, she said to me, "Keep talking to me about Jesus. I love to hear his name." Her world had been utterly transformed by Jesus, and she was thrilled to hear his name being spoken in the land from which he came. Her words remind me of the old hymn, "How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes our sorrows, heals our wounds, and drives away our fear." Whatever you're facing today, I urge you to keep Jesus at the center of your thinking. Now let me ask you a question. In what way is the name of Jesus special to you? Now let me pray with you. Lord Jesus, thank you that you want to meet with us today in everything that we'll be doing. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day today.
Hope grows when we join together. Gather faithfully with Stewardship. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.
The Ask NT Wright Anything podcast is back.
Hello, this is Tom Wright speaking to you from my study here in Oxford in England. I'm really looking forward to the fact that Mike Bird and I are relaunching the Ask NT Wright Anything podcast, looking at key questions that people have sent in, but also developing some themes that he and I have been interested in and we're eager to talk about with one another.
Listen today on your chosen podcast provider and head to asknt.com to submit your question.